We continue with lesson number 75 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are deep into the 18th perek, near the end, but not quite there yet. We're going to be studying the 7th and 8th Mishnayos of the 18th perek. Perek Yudches, Mishneh Zayin, and Mishneches, Mishneh Zayin. We're continuing with the laws of Tumas Midras. Remember, a Zav who sits upon, lies upon a chair or a bed, etc. The Zav being an Avatuma, the whatever he lies upon, places his weight upon, puts pressure upon, also becomes an Avatuma called Tumeya Midras. Suppose you have not a whole bed which was Tumei Midras, but Kera, the leg of a bed, Shahoiso Tumeya Medras. In other words, there was a leg, a loose leg of a bed, sitting there, lying on the floor, and the Tzav leaned upon it, sat upon it, or whatever, rendering the Kera, the regel, an Avatuma by itself. Now, V'chibro Lamito, he attached this leg to a bed. Kula Tumeya Medras. The whole bed is now Tomei Tumas Medras because the rest of the bed is considered to be a chibur with the kera. It's all one thing. It's all one goof. And as one goof, it is Tomei Tumas Medras. It's an avatuma, the whole bed. Persha. Suppose now you remove the kera from the bed. He Tumeya Medras. The kera, the leg, remains avatuma. Nothing happened to remove the tumor. But the hamita maga medras, the remaining bed minus the kera, is tome maga medras. It's only a rishon lituma because it is all it's done is that once had the history of touching the kera. But the avatuma quality of the rest of the bed falls away with the removal of the kera from the bed. Suppose, hoiso, suppose the kera was not tomei tumas medras, but tomei tumas shivo. If, for example, the bed came into contact, I'm sorry, the kera, the leg, came into contact with tumas meis, with a dead person, so that the leg is now an avhatuma. V'chibro lemito, and you attach this leg to the bed, kula tumeya tumas shiva. As long as the leg is attached to the bed, it's all one goof, and it's all tumei tumas shiva. Persha. However, suppose now you remove the leg from the bed, he, the kera, tumeya tumas shiva, retains its tumas shiva, it's an avatuma. V'hamita tumeya tumas erev, but the mita is only a rishon. The mita came into contact with the leg, which was an avatuma, so the mita became a rishon lituma. Hoy so hakera tomei tumas erev. Suppose the kera, the leg was only tomei tumas erev. It became the tuma such that it's over when the day is over. One day, one evening, mikveh, sunset, tohor. For example, if this kera touched a sheretz, or if this kera touched another avatuma and became a rishon lituma, and rishon lituma are only tomei ad ha'erev, so now you have a kera which is tomei atumas erev, v'chibro lemita, and it was attached to the bed. So now the whole bed is one guf echad, kula tomei atumas erev, and it's all tomei until evening, because the whole bed is now has the halacha of the kera which is attached to it. Persha, if you remove the kera from the bed, he, the kera, tumeya tumas erev, it retains its tuma until evening. V'hamita tahora, the mita is totally tahor. Why? Because the mita is a keli, a vessel, a utensil. And a utensil cannot become tome from a rishon. The kera is only a rishon, not an av. And therefore, the bed now is completely tohor. V'chein hashen shel ma'ader. A ma'ader is a hoe, but at one end, it's a hoe by which you hoe the ground, you break up clumps of earth in the ground to soften it, etc. But in those times, the other end of the ma'ader, the end which was not the hoe end, used to have like a pick, a tooth attached to it, which was used to crush clumps of earth or to poke into something and move it from here to there. So the Mishnah now says the same halacha which applies to a kera attached to a bed also applies to this shein, this metal tooth which was attached to this tool, and therefore rendering the whole tool tomei. Same halacha, meaning, our Mishnah is teaching us that if the shein was tomei atuma shiva, the shein was an av hatuma because it came into contact with a mace, and he attached this shein, this tooth, this metal tooth, to the hoe, to the ma'ader, the whole ma'ader becomes tomei tuma shiva. Remove the shein, so the shein retains its tuma of tuma shiva, but the ma'ader is only tomei tumas era because it became a rishon. It was only in contact with the shein. If the shein was tomei tumas erev and attached to the ma'ader becomes tomei tumas erev. Remove the shein remains tomei tumas erev, and the ma'ader is tahora. Note that we cannot even speak about a shein, a little pick, a metal point that's attached to a ma'ader becoming tomei tumas medris, because tumas medris is reserved for chairs and beds and things like that, not for the shein of a tool. That cannot conceivably be tomei tumas medris. But the same halacha applies with reference to the other types of tumah. That's Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches is fascinating. Now Mishnah will discuss a situation of tefillin. Now we know the tefillin shel rosh has four batim, four compartments. They are separate compartments. And suppose the tefillin shel rosh became tomei tumas meis. So now it's an av hatuma. Note that every compartment shel rosh, every one of the four compartments is called a ketzitza. That's the language to refer to the compartment or the bias of the tefillin shel rosh. So the Mishnah says, tefillah arbo kelim. That if you have a tefillah, meaning tefillin, which is composed of four kelim, it has four batim, and it became an av hatumah through tumas meis. Now, hitir ketzitza horishono vitikno. If you have four, going from left to right, you have left, number one, next one, number two, number three, and then the extreme right, number four. So you remove number one. Hitir ketzitza harishona v'tikna. You remove it, and instead you put in a new ketzitza. Tameya tomei meis. So the whole tefillin, even the new ketzitza, is tomei tumas meis. Because once the new ketzitza becomes attached to the other three, it's all one guf echad of an av hatuma. V'chein shniya, if now he goes along and removes ketzitza number two and replaces it with a new one, still, the whole thing is tamei tumas meis. V'chein shlishis, and the same thing with ketzitza number three. As long as ketzitza number four, which was an av hatuma, remains in place, the other three, when they're attached to it, it's all one guf echad, and they all become tomei tumas meis av hatuma because of the ketzitza revius, because of ketzitza number four. But suppose now hitir es revius, he removes even ketzitza number four after he had previously removed the first three and replaced them with new ones. Now tahora, the whole thing becomes tohor mi tomei meis. It's no longer an av hatuma, because by removing number four, the whole tumas meis is gone. It's now a, as we learned earlier, panim chadoshot. It's a new entity, a new set of tefillin. But avol tumei maga tomei meis, right? The three katsitzos which were repaired did touch the fourth one. The fourth one was an avatuma, so therefore the three new replacements certainly are magatome meis, and the fourth one, which when that was repaired and the new one brought to replace it, it's also magatome meis because it is attached to the first three. So it's a guf echad. In other words, the first three are tome tumas tumas maga because they touch the fourth. The fourth is now a tome tumas maga not because it touched those three, because remember, those three are now only rishon, and a keli cannot become tome from a rishon. So how does the fourth become tome? It becomes tome because it is mechubar, because it is attached as one guf echad to the first three. And therefore, the whole set of four is now tome tumas maga, tome meis, rishon, not av. Now, continue the story. Chozal rishona. He goes back to number one, to the first katsitsa. Vihitiro v'tikno, and puts in a new katsitsa. Tome of a maga. Number one, the new katsitsa remains a rishon, because it is mechubar to the other three. V'chein shnia. And the same thing if he now removes number two and puts in a new katsitsa. It too is a rishon l'tuma, because it's mechubar to two katsitsos, which are rishonim. And if it's mechubar to a rishon, it's a rishon. But now, hiter es hashlish is, suppose he undoes the third katsitsa. Tahora. Now, the whole set of four of Tfilin Shel Rosh is totally tohor. Why? Shehoravies bemaga. The fourth katsitsa was only tome tumas maga tome meis, meaning it was only a rishon l'tuma, never more than that. And the katsitsa revius, number four, became tome because it was mechuba to the first three. Because when it was replaced, it lost its tumor completely. But the first three katsitzos, since they touched it before it was replaced, became tome, tumas maga, tome meis. So the first three were only tome by virtue of the fact that they connected with the fourth. And the fourth was tome, tumas maga, meis. Now he has replaced the first three. So the first three can only be, so now the first three can, as long as they're mechubar, they're a rishon. But now, what are they mechubar to? They are mechubar to number four, and number four is only tome maga tomomes. And the halacha is, as the Mishnah continues, v'ein maga osa maga. Something which is only tome tumas maga, a rishon, cannot be metame kalim. So katsitsa number four, the new one, the second one, cannot be mekabel, was not mekabel tuma from the first three. And there was no tuma there on the fourth one, except that it was mechuba to three katsitzos, which were tome tumas maga. Now that those three have been replaced, totally replaced, and not tome, so the revius is also tohor, because ein maga, osa maga. And so we have concluded Mishnah Ches, and in the process concluded lesson number 75. As I said, we're not quite finished with the 18th Perek, but Amir Tzah Hashem, we will finish it tomorrow.